They were both outside.
Yeah, they can check in when they get here, because it's over.
All right. Well, if it's over, then we'll go. All right. I'll call this meeting to order, and if you'd all please rise for a moment of silence. And Ron, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll get this meeting underway. Let's go ahead and Crystal, can you start us with a roll call, please?
Rob Bacon.
Here.
Rob Dimmitt.
Here.
Ted Metzger. Brad Overton.
Here.
Richard Reed. Greg Richmond.
Here.
Chris Westheim.
Here.
All right. Item number one on the agenda tonight is the approval of minutes from the regular meeting on April 4th, 2024. Anybody find any discrepancies there?
Motion to approve. Second.
Got a motion on the floor, and a motion by Greg, and a second by Rob. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 5-0. All right, second item on the agenda, park and recreation business, additional appropriations, park and recreation, other services, $26,000.
That was changed.
Yes, so, and I think everybody's probably, I know Ben's reached out, and he said he was going to try to get a hold of everyone. Basically, from what he had said, is he's actually going to reduce that amount. Crystal, do you have that amount exactly?
Who has?
Was it 18?
18,000.
Greg's got it there.
18,500.
18,500.
I forgot to print that one out.
How much is it? 18,000.
18,500.
I make a motion to approve the 18,500.
I'll second.
I got a motion on the floor and by Rob and a second by Ron. All those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
And for the record, Ted Metzger is present.
Thank you. Third item on the agenda, additional appropriations. Election, contractual services, election equipment, $13,300.
Patty, you're up.
You're up.
Good timing. Sorry. Crystal, is that going to be able to, nobody's here, but would I be able to speak after I get done, not regarding this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. When we had submitted our claim to Knowing, which is a division of our vendor, Microboat. However, this money that should have come out of our reimbursement that we received from the municipal election for the 2023 Town of Newburgh and Boonville municipal election. Sorry, I was so touched by that on the lawn.
And Patty, I don't think you even stated your name at the
time. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, just to put it out
there. Sure. Patty Perry, Ward County Clerk.
Thanks. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Thank you. What we purchased were hotspots. And we purchased the hotspots so that we could stay with the same vendor. Microboat is our vendor. However, Knowing is owned by Microboat. So that's the reason. We had issues last year with our hotspots. Some were failing, and I didn't want this to happen this year. So that's my reason.
And what's the name of that? Are you saying Knowing?
Knowing.
Oh, no ink.
No
ink. Okay.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. I probably got hair in my ear, so I just didn't hear
you. You want me to cut it out for you?
No. I'm
sorry. Yeah,
that's another whole story.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't do mimes either, so I'm sorry.
Are these on?
I should shut up, shouldn't I?
I never should have told you to give your name at the beginning. We're spiraling out of control. All right.
So that's what I'm asking for. I didn't know if Crystal had anything. My brilliant mind that I rely on.
So this pays for the hot spot for the elections this year or last year?
This year. We just purchased them.
And for record purposes, Rick Reed is out here as well.
Does anybody have any questions for Patty?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion on the floor by Ron.
Second.
And a second by Greg. Any additional discussion? All those in favor? Looks like motion carries 7-0.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Patty. Have a good night.
Can I speak now?
You
want me to wait?
That's the choice.
What have you got?
Is this under
like 2 minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I talk fast, Mr. Over.
You're not Steve. So
okay. We've had as far as the election administrator goes, which is my position, there's a lot of negativity going around. And the reason I'm speaking about this, it's getting to the point where it's out of control. People are threatening people. This is not necessary. It's an election. I've talked to people. People have approached me. What's going on? We need to ask. We need to all work together, both Republicans, Democrats. We can't have this. This fighting and bickering, it's got to stop. We've got to work together, all of us, to be successful. There's no reason for bitterness in an election. This is, in the 9 years that I've ran elections, this is the worst that I've ever seen as far as people, their responses, the way they're conducting themselves. And I'm not addressing just one individual. I'm doing it overall. And I think we all need to be more considerate. And we're all family here. We're all humans. So I don't know why we have to be like this. Politics in this county, we need to be more kind. And I've ran for office. I don't work that way. I don't work that way, and I'm sorry. And the reason I'm asking is because I know it's on YouTube, and I hope that people will listen and maybe heed my advice on that, because it's very upsetting. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patty. You're welcome, Patty. The next item on the agenda is item number 4, additional appropriation falling under Highway Department business. Looks like Cume Cap Development Bridge Project 148, $650,000.
Didn't he say he couldn't be
yes,
here?
Yes, Bobby said he
had this explanation
here.
For us.
Yes. And there is plenty of money within the fund.
And the bridge is down in Campbell Township where we're at, where I live. So it's the one down in the lower right in Pigeon Creek area, if you've ever been through there. Where the flooding is, and it's behind. It's on Stevenson Station.
Okay.
Where the creek crosses.
Yeah.
So, they said it's going to widen it also, which needs to be done. So.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Motion.
Motion by Greg. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There's a second by Chris. Any additional discussion?
I assume the motion was to approve. Is that right?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, all those in favor? Motion carries 7-0. All right, the next item on the agenda, handbook policy reimbursements, transfers, or corrections. All items listed have been checked for accuracy and can be voted under one motion. So I'm going to read the title of these items. Item 5A, additional appropriations, correction, economic development, North Warwick contractual, $32,868. Transfer from general supplies, $2,925.88. This is from the treasurer, sorry. And to property tax billing, $2,925.88. All right. Looking for, is there a motion on the floor?
I'll make a motion to approve 5A and 5B.
A motion on the floor by Rob to approve 5A and 5B. Is there a second?
No second.
And there's a second by Ron. Any discussion? All those in favor? All right, motion carries 7-0. All right, next item on the agenda, Sheriff Business, Correctional Facility Update.
Sheriff Mike Wilder. I'll be brief. I just wanted to give an opportunity if you did have any questions and also just kind of give you a quick update where we're at. We've completed final design and took all bids approximately 2 months ago. They went through the bids and accepted bids, and we broke ground. We did the official ceremony on April the 15th. Some of the council members showed up. I appreciate that. Brad was going to be there and unfortunately had something pop up, but Greg did give a quick, nice little thing about, spoke at our ground ceremony, so I appreciate that. And for those that showed up, you know, and where we're at, is we had like over 60 people bid, which I heard compared to another jail next door was almost twice as many bids. We had a very competitive bid process, and 98% of the bids that were awarded are local companies. So that's really good for, you know, Ward County. We're currently under bid too, or under not bid, under budget starting off, which is always a good thing starting, right? There's a lot of things that are unforeseen when you're going to build for 24 months out, but that's a great way to start. Hopefully we stay that way. But we did break ground. They've moved in the office buildings and dirt was being pushed today, and it's about a 24 month build out from here on out. So that's kind of where we're at with that project. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer, but that was just kind of a quick update on that.
Do I have anything for the sheriff?
Right. And I know I spoke to you all. We had another thing that's not going to be on the agenda tonight. But the only thing I would like to say about that, I'd like to thank your counsel or your attorney. Cliff's been very helpful in this process. With, you know, I'm sure he'll be in front of you at some point. With, so right. Thanks for that.
Thanks a lot. All right. All right. Is there anything under council business? Anything on our sign-in sheet?
Jail facility transfer. We don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that's withdrawn.
It's been removed.
Okay.
The agenda I placed in front of you. We're going to have to rework that. We're not sure how that's going to work out yet. So I have removed it, and it'll probably be back maybe in June.
I'm sorry, I've got this right here. I just had it under I had it under my paper and didn't see it on.
Is that the transfer you're going to
remove? It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a Ward County transfer, additional appropriation request, local health maintenance from contractual services, $12,000 to furniture, $12,000. Is anyone here to speak about that?
Thanks, Brad. Marlon Weisite, interim director for the Ward County Health Department, and just ask if you'd consider this tonight. I know you're working me in here, but we would like to order some furniture for the new building out there at the facility. The ladies out there are working off card tables, and they're not complaining, but we need to get some furniture in there for them. And so that's what this request is about tonight. Be glad to answer any questions.
Was there much of the existing, anything existing we're going to be able to
reappropriate? We've got a lot of nice furniture in this building, but them offices out there are just a lot smaller, and it's kind of like moving into a new house, you might want to sleep on a king-size bed, but it's a 9-by-10 bedroom. Those offices are a lot smaller out there. They have sinks in them. But it's a nice facility, and it's working out great. But I'd just like to get them some desk in there, some smaller desks that'll fit, and it's not a very expensive proposition here. I will have to say I was impressed when they turned in a monthly report to me this month. They took in over $100,000 in fees and permits already this year, and it was right at $20,000 just this month alone. That's, you know, birth certificates, death certificates, field bed permits, and inspections and stuff. So they're doing a great job. It's a great team out there. I'm enjoying working with them and Dr. Yeager and the staff. And I can't thank Crystal enough, and Debbie Benesteersman and Sherry. The team's all been helping me get things together and lined out. I will be back next month for some transfers, just getting the money in the right place so we can spend it, you know, through some of these grants. But everybody's doing a great job working together. So if you're ever out that way, stop in. It's a nice facility. It really is, and it works out great for our health department. And we got room to grow there, and we're going to need to grow and provide more services as things go on. I think it's going to be a great year as far as funding coming down through the state, and we're going to be working hard. Candace is here. She's helping me work on the budgets. You know, we got to get the state budget done a month earlier than the county budget, so there's a lot to get done. We're trying to get our internet service in. If everything goes right, the 13th, it'll be there, and then our IT guy can come out and help get our phones going. We're running off hotspots and cell phones right now, so, and card tables. But everybody's working hard and getting a lot done, so I just ask for this consideration tonight, and I thank you for your time, all of you. And you know me, feel free to call me about anything, anytime. You know, I'm all about Warrick County team effort here. One thing about Patty, I want to say, I feel sorry for Mike about her statement here, because I was married to the clerk for 8 years, and that's a tough job, being married to the county clerk. But during election time, that's tough. But I don't know if you guys watch the news or not, but Vandenberg County clerk resigned. Her and her family felt threatened. And that's so unfortunate. That's so unfortunate. So I know what Patty's dealing with, and I just stand behind her and what she's doing, and everybody else. But, you know, that's so unfortunate that people feel threatened in their jobs, doing their jobs. And so I support her 100%. And I back you, Mike.
I'll make a motion for the transfer from contractual services to furniture for $12,000.
I'll second.
We've got a motion on the floor by Greg and a second by Rob. Any additional discussion? All those in favor? Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you. Your support's well appreciated.
You're welcome.
I thought you was feeling sorry for her because she was married to him.
Well, that too. Probably a little
bit of that. Is this a commissioner one? I got a commissioner one. Contractual.
Today?
I thought I got it today.
Well, I'm not gonna. No.
Okay. Never mind.
No.
Okay. Watch this. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Crystal, was there anything else?
No.
I have one more thing.
Yeah, okay.
Put it on your calendars. The annual Indiana County Councils Association state called meeting is coming up. This conference is going to be at the Renaissance Indianapolis North Hotel in Carmel. And it is June 21 and 22. They aren't taking reservations yet. More is coming. Watch your emails.
And I'll just, you know, it just to kind of address Patty's comment as well. I mean, I haven't, you know, experienced anything like whatever she's going through. I mean, it sounds really awful, and I just think that's, if she's experiencing that and feeling threatened, or, you know, I just think that's really unfortunate, because that's not, you know, I mean, that's just not the way things should go. I mean, we're supposed to be a law of rules and civilized behavior, and if that's the type of things that she's experiencing, then I, you know, that is really very unfortunate.
You don't want to talk about division of labor right now, do you?
No. Anybody, any council members have anything? All right. Looking for a motion to
adjourn.
A motion by Rick.
Second.
And a second by Ron. And I'm going to take that as being a 7-0.
You can count it.